Hello everyone, welcome back to the Orin Coin Podcast. Today is day 19 of my 30-day challenge where I'm posting one podcast episode a day. In today's episode, I want to talk to you about the benefit of making free stuff for other people. So let's get right into it. So about a year ago, I made a course on Gumroad. It was free. It was presented as a product that you can buy for $0. And it was a challenge, a Python challenge. Because I'm a software engineer, I decided to pour my knowledge about Python into a free 30-day challenge. I used ChatGPT to help me make each day, and then I published them myself on Gumroad as separate days and made sure that each day was sent to a participant after they signed up. And people would get the emails until they decide to either unsubscribe or finish the course after the 30-day mark. After publishing that course, I did not majorly market it or anything like that. I posted it in two places. One was Reddit, and two was Gumroad Discover. I made sure that it was enabled to be searched for on Gumroad. And there's a subreddit of new Python users where people can share free resources for learners to consume. Since I posted that course and until today, I received more than 230 subscribers. Now, granted, they're all there just for the course, but they agreed to receive emails from me, and if I wanted to make more content about Python and programming, I could send it to them. It took me about two evenings to start the course, craft it, and I also added a Discord community to it that some people, not all, some people join and share questions or achievements in there. It's not a fully-fledged course, it's free, and I can't invest my energy into maintaining a community in this way, which is a lot of time and effort for something that I'm not being compensated for. But the community is there. People do ask questions from time to time. And people go through the emails they receive each day. So what I learned from this experience, I did not do it because I had a big goal in mind. I wanted to see how people react to a free thing. And I was pleasantly surprised. People want free things, especially when their perceived value is big. I created a 30-day challenge that goes through a lot of concepts in Python and actually makes you publish something, makes you create a project in the end where you can share it, you can put it on GitHub, which is a platform where people can publish code and a lot of businesses use it as well. It's a whole platform just to save code. And I learned from this that people really enjoy getting something like this, which also has a community aspect. And that feels like maybe I should do more of those, which would probably in the long run lead to enough trust to buy a course from me. Which will be more comprehensive, bigger, lots of video as well. Consider that all of the emails, aside from a few at the beginning, have text and images, but do not have video. It is an email challenge. You get an email every day telling you what to do. And I do want to add, at some point, more video as well, but it's just not something that I find the energy to do right now, but it is something I'm considering doing. So to recap, people love free things, and if you are a content creator on the web, try to find something that you can create for free to give people, whether it's a course like I did, whether it's a checklist, whether it's, I don't know, something that you know enough about to give people value, and then put it out there for people to find where they're looking for it. I did not just publish my course on Twitter, for example. I published it in a specific subreddit focused on giving free resources for Python learners. And the Gumroad Discover page is a search engine. People search for Python and my course comes up along with other courses and other products in the niche. Create something free, post it where interested people are, and watch the process happen. So up until now, I still have like all of those subscribers, and more subscribers keep coming every day. I usually wake up to at least one or two notifications from Gumroad that specific product has been downloaded again. So that's all for me today. I just wanted to share this little thing with you. If you have any questions or feedback about anything I discussed today or in previous episodes, please leave a comment on this episode. If you want to dive deeper with me into content creation, I have a newsletter, which you can also find in the description of the episode. Thank you again so much for watching or listening, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye for now.